A senior Pakistani army commander was killed this morning as his forces blasted holes in the walls around the besieged Red Mosque in Islamabad. An Islamic cleric, Abdul Rashid Ghazi, is holed up inside with 100 militants and an undetermined number of religious students. President Pervez Musharraf warned the militants yesterday that they would be killed if they didn't surrender. Joining us is Washington Post reporter Griff Whitty in Islamabad. Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
How did the death of the army commander change the situation there?
Well, I think that it puts a little bit more pressure on the government to really take decisive action here. This is a conflict that has been playing out over the course of 6 days now. We're in day six of the siege. And until now, the government had suffered initial casualties on the first day, but it had not suffered any more after that. But as you said this morning, there was an army commando who was killed and a second who was injured. So this does put more pressure on the government now to take decisive action.
What do we know about conditions inside the mosque this morning? Are they running out of food and water?
Well, it depends on who you ask. The cleric inside, Ghazi, says that he has enough supplies to keep him going for about another month or so. But we are getting scattered accounts from the inside from people who are saying that conditions are getting pretty desperate in there, that they are in need of food, that they are in need of water, and that they won't be able to hold out that much longer.
The government says that the cleric, Ghazi, is holding children in the mosque against their will, but Ghazi denies that the students there are coerced. From the people you've spoken with, what's the real story?
Well, you do certainly, I've talked to several family members of those who are inside who say that they've talked with their children, they've talked with their loved ones, and their loved ones have said they want to come out, and they are being prevented from getting them out. A contingent of family members went to the gates of the mosque the other day, and they were fired on from militants within. So it does seem as though there is something of a hostage situation going on right now. It's obviously to Ghazi's benefit to keep women and children inside, because as long as he does that, he feels that he can stave off a ground-based assault by the commandos.
This morning, Ghazi said he hopes that the confrontation, or even his death, will spark an Islamic revolution in the country. And President Musharraf has suffered intense political criticism over the last few months, plus a few assassination attempts. Is there a real possibility of an Islamic revolution in Pakistan?
Not at the moment. I don't think so. I think that it's a very small minority of Pakistanis who have really radical views. It's really not a pervasive sense here that Pakistan needs to become a theocracy, as Ghazi has preached. But you do see a creeping role of the radicals. You see increased militantism in the country. And I think that it is something that Musharraf is obviously taking notice of now, although moderates in the country feel that he's taking notice of this far too late and that he needed to act much sooner to arrest this rise of radicalism.
Well, has this siege influenced the Pakistani public? Are they more receptive now to Ghazi's words?
I don't think so. There were originally two clerics inside. One was Ghazi and one was his older brother, Maulana Aziz. Maulana Aziz tried to flee the mosque the other night dressed in a burqa and was arrested. And that has really been quite humiliating for him. And it's really damaged the brother's reputation within the community of radical scholars. And I think that they've lost a lot of credibility within that community.
Ghazi said he would lay down his arms if he and his followers were not arrested. Are there any chances of the government letting these militants walk away?
It seems that the chances of that are remote. President Musharraf is a former army commando himself. And yesterday he had very tough language when speaking on this. He said basically the militants need to either surrender or face death. And it seems as though if we do not get a surrender sometime in the next few days, those commandos are in fact going to storm the compound and there will be a lot of deaths as a result.
Griff Whitty of The Washington Post speaking to us from Islamabad. Thanks, Griff.
Robert, thank you.